Anke Herman back again for another Daily Spark of Possibility. Have you ever had something that you really disliked or even hated, and then something happened and all of a sudden it kind of didn't feel that bad anymore? Well, I have. And actually the first time I remember it was at sports class. I was about 12 maybe, and I was really bad at throwing things. And so I got bad marks and I really hated this part of sports class until we got a new teacher. And she lined us all up, and instead of just, we were throwing like literally hand grenades back in East Germany. So she got us all lined up one by one, watched us throw, and then she called you over. She said, "Kids, you know, you kind of go like this. What you want to do is take advantage of that tension here." And so basically she really taught us how to throw something. And the very first attempt after that, I threw like twice as far, you know, no more bad marks and no more hating the thing. It was never my favorite part of sports class, but I didn't hate it anymore. And I see it a lot with people who learn languages and they go, "Oh God, I'm hopeless at languages. I really hate it." And then they come across a method or a teacher who explains it in a way that makes sense. Or they get a boyfriend who's from the place where the language is spoken. That tends to help a lot. And the other day, and that's the reason I even talk about this, I worked with a client on her website. And all of a sudden she turns around to me and she goes, "You know what's weird? I actually really enjoyed this. And I was dreading this website thing. But it's fun. And I love seeing it being created and coming into life out of nothing." And I thought, yeah, like that happens all the time, because what we hate isn't usually the thing. It's usually the sense of feeling lost, the sense of feeling stupid, of not making progress. And sometimes we change our mind because, like at school, we have, you know, we get a new teacher and that changes everything and we kind of sort of forced into it. And sometimes it happens like me with the scooter, when you want the thing on the other end badly enough to not worry about the dislike and have to actually step out anyway. So that's the thing that I do for people with my tickability boosts, helping you see that the tech stuff of online marketing isn't as bad as it may look to you. So, but you can see it everywhere. So what have you got in your life that you really kind of hate? And what if it didn't deserve a bad rep? Talk to you tomorrow.